hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system, just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and I'm trying to dive at the same time. But that's just what we do. You know, it can happen. A lot of stuff going on this week. A lot of special guests we have planned for today's big radio show, Spectacular. In the studio, Bill, the producer, as always. And also, Jimmy the Bubble Boy is here. Jimmy, how are you, bud?
Doing great, man. Doing great.
So, we were going to do a couple things. Captain Patrick was going to do his final exam today, but he's decided to delay it a week, which is fine. He's going to go home and do a little bit more study. He's ready for the final, but he's a little tripped up on the dive tables, which has a tendency to trip up everybody.
And you forgot your rubber glove and Vaseline.
Well, the cavity search module in the PADI open water diving certification that I offer is only in the mermaid module.
Oh.
So Patrick wouldn't have had to do that anyway. But yeah, I am a dive instructor. I've been doing some training here lately. And I'm getting Patrick from our World of Boating show certified to dive. But, you know, he got tripped up a little bit on the dive tables. You know, they're starting to get away from that. They got the RDP, which is like a little electronic dive table that you can use now, but I haven't even really learned how to use that too much myself.
We're computer people.
Yes, and so they're starting to get away from that, but you still need to have a good grasp of how the dive tables work, and getting through that element in your dive training is sometimes tricky. It's confusing at first, but once you get it, you get it. And it's not that big a deal. But he's hung up on that, so we're going to go do a little review on that. And then next week during the show, live during Scuba Radio, we are going to have Captain Patrick do his Scuba Radio, or I should say, Scuba Final Exam for his open water dive certification. So, that's next week. This week, however, I have been keeping busy myself. I've been in video mode this week. And have released not one, but two videos at scubaradio.com and on the Scuba Radio Facebook page. Now, the first one...
The first one was a slightly older dance craze. Slightly older. The Macarena. No, I mean, it's been a while since people have been
okay,
posting.
Here's the deal. Here's the deal. Let me
videos
explain.
Videos of the Macarena.
We did this back in May when we're in the Maldives and on the Carpe Vita liveaboard. And even then...
It was a little on the edge.
It was at the end of the Harlem Shake craze.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, all right, let's get everybody together. We're going to do a little Harlem Shake video. I'm thinking at the time, like, yeah, I'll edit this thing up, and we'll have it up there and within the next day or so, and it'll be at the, you know, like, you know, about a week or two too late. But what the hell, you know? But, of course, it took me until almost August. To finally get one.
Hey, dude, look at this. We found like a Harlem Shake video on this website, Scuba Radio, man.
Yeah.
It is so retro, man.
Yeah, well, that's what it is.
It's so retro.
And you guys are planking and everything.
No, the planking video actually is going to be my next release.
Oh, great.
However, we did this, and I was like, I was going
Chivo,
through
man.
All the footage that we had shot on the Carpe Vita liveaboard with Explorer Ventures back in May. And I came across that Harlem Shake video. I kind of forgot about it.
You know, everyone else has tried.
Yeah. And I'm like, okay, this is pretty ridiculous. But the thing is that, you know, it starts off with me getting my groove on, and I was raising the roof, and I'm like, damn, I got moves. I got to share this with the world. And so I decided I got to put this out there.
Oh, you're too modest.
Yeah. And
No, he's not. No, no, he's not quite modest enough.
All right. Just understand the focus or the reasoning behind releasing this video wasn't to get on the Harlem Shake craze, you know, about 3 months too late. It was really to just prove once and for all that white man can't dance. And I think I've pretty much nailed the last nail in that coffin shut.
Yeah, there's no sealed. Question but that you are a white man.
It is airtight now. And but anyway, so it's up there at scubaradio.com, Scuba Radio Harlem Shake, along with all the crew and passengers from the Carpe Vita live aboard from our adventure back in May. It was fun times, and I think that comes across.
Well, Greg, as I commented on the internet there, that is better than, just about as good, if not better than any video I ever saw on MTV in the 80s. You know, video killed the radio star, but it did not kill the scuba radio star.
Well, you know, just so we're clear, Jimmy the Bubble Boy really doesn't get out of the house much. And
since the 80s.
He hasn't had access to TV.
The last video he saw was Come On, Eileen.
Yeah.
Come on, Eileen.
Okay, you're stuck not in really. Head all day, Bill, thanks.
The thing is, Jimmy, I think, is not necessarily talking about the Harlem Shake video, are you?
No, I'm talking about your other video.
The other video, okay. Now, that one was a little bit more involved. And that is a new music video that is up there at scubaradio.com for the Scuba Cowboys song Diver Down from his Wet Dream CD. And we basically took all the footage that we had shot in the Maldives, and we edited it together in a fun little music video to Pup's song of Diver Down. And Diver Down. I said Going Down. I think Going Down was the last video that I did. I think, was that what it's called? Going Down? I don't know. Anyway, this song is Diver Down.
I don't take notes during this program.
Yeah, I don't either. But Diver Down is the name of the song, and it turned out pretty good. I mean, the thing is, we had, is you know, when I came back from that trip, you remember, Bill, I told you, I said, we shot so much stuff in the Maldives, I don't know how I'm going to get through all this, because it was 150 gigabyte worth of video that we shot.
That's more gigabytes than data than was used to get us to the moon.
Exactly. It's insane.
I mean, think about that. Think about that for a half a second. 150 gigabytes of data is more data than any computer that NASA had.
Yeah.
When we went to the moon. The moon.
But they
Greg,
more.
Is this better than the moon landing?
Yeah, but Bill, they
well,
got
of
more
course
hits.
It is. Yeah, it's
they
way
got
better.
More hits, yes.
Well, yeah, but this just was... was just released, so give it time.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, the
it is a great video, and the images are stunning.
Yeah, well, we had obviously, you know, Pups featured in it, and we have our two mermaids, Tiffany and Lizzie, are featured prominently in the video.
The visuals and the music. I had to run to the fridge and get a beer and pop it open.
Oh, we got whale sharks in this one. We got all kinds of cool stuff,
and the underwater stuff is unbelievably good.
Now here's the thing about this video. I mean, it took a long time to get through that 150 gigabyte. A lot of stuff ended up on the cutting room floor, trust me.
Really? There are pictures of girls in bikinis that didn't make it into this video?
Yeah,
because there
really
there's
are.
A lot.
You know, here's the thing. Pump helped me out because we had three GoPro video cameras to use.
Please don't tell me that, because I know one of those mermaids is his daughter.
No, well, but here's the thing. The underwater footage?
Yes.
Pump, you know, he thought, okay, I'll take a camera down too. And he hadn't worked with him much, but he said, I'll take it. And I'll film the whole thing. I'll film the whole dive.
Okay.
Trust me. That is not the way you want to go into this.
Right.
That is not the way.
That's not an easy edit process.
Oh my God. That is torture, you know, because literally we had all this footage and, you know, he got some great stuff, but I'd literally have to wade through an hour worth of video and figure out if there's a couple seconds here or there that I might want to
pull from. Did you fast forward, or did you do that stop frame motion with the GoPro when you were doing that video?
That was all done in the post.
Okay.
So I slowed it down, speeded it up. You'll see that in the video.
Very cool.
I haven't done, this was my first time using the GoPro video cameras, and that's what I wanted to zero in.
I hope it was gentle with you.
What's that?
I hope it was gentle with you.
Well, at times.
Bad
it
news, Greg. Rough. I also bought a GoPro Silver. So now I have one,
okay,
too.
You did not also buy a GoPro. You bought a GoPro. He got them for free.
All right.
Now, wait a minute.
Good, well, actually, point well taken there, Bill.
Actually, that's not true. I actually had to purchase a few little things to get this ready for that
the
trip.
Extras.
Right.
Yeah, because there's a lot of little extra things you got to get. I mean, lighting makes a huge difference.
Right.
Yep.
I had the Polar Pro filters, which we used when we weren't using the lights. We had, you know, cards we had to get and all the. I'll get into some of this next because I want to break it down for you.
Doesn't sound like the cameras weren't free, but go on.
Well, all I can say is thank you, GoPro. Yeah. You guys are awesome. And a few other folks next. Thank you.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Dive into Dominica. Right now, Dominica's Fort Young Hotel is offering an exceptional summer dive package. 5 days of diving, marine park fees, daily full breakfast, transfers, $50 resort credit, and 7 nights at the luxurious Fort Young Hotel for as low as $925. From whales to waterfalls, Dominica has it all. A diver's paradise even non-divers will appreciate when staying at the Fort Young Hotel. Go to FortYoungHotel.com and dive into Dominica now. Offer ends September 30th. That's FortYoungHotel.com.
You are a diver and have the Dive Flag shirt, hat, and bumper sticker to prove it. However, you can share your love of diving and ascend to a higher level with Dive Silver. Combining exquisite sterling silver with gemstones, Dive Silver is the perfect way to share your passion for the underwater world. From mantis to mermaids and everything in between, you'll find something truly unique to express your love of diving in the extensive line of Dive Silver jewelry and at an affordable price. Go to DiveSilver.com and see for yourself. That's DiveSilver.com.
So, tell me true, are you guys for scuba?
What does that mean?
I'm like the unofficial scuba king of St. Bart. So, if you are for scuba, I take you out on the boat, I show you the coral reef, and we have kind of like a scuba party.
You know, that sounds great, but we're not certified, so we're going to have to pass.
That is no biggie. I get to resort certified, couple of hours.
I have always wanted to try it.
Yeah? Mm-hmm.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg, the Dive Master, along with Bill, the producer, and Jimmy, the Bubble Boy. All right, so we released this new video for the Scuba Cowboy song, Diver Down. What's that? Excuse me?
Release the Kraken!
Yeah, that is...
You should have to shout that every time you release a video.
Release the Kraken!
Okay. There's just a little tip for you, by the way. There is as there is on a lot of the videos I produce for ScubaRadio.com, there's little hidden nuggets at the end. So if you watch it to the very end and it goes dark, wait another second or two, and a little extra bonus feature. Kind of like one of those after, you know, it's like you go to the movie, like, you know, Despicable Me 2, and you watch the credits, and they come on and do a thing at the end. We kind of have that going on our videos.
Ah, so, I see. So we did such a good job editing, we left stuff by accident at the end of the
exactly.
file.
It was totally by accident.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, but it was shot entirely with GoPro video cameras. That first time that I'd use these things out on site. I had to get a couple little accessories, and now that I've worked with them for a week, I've gotten some more stuff. I'm really excited to go out on the next trip because I think I learned a lot of what not to do and how to maybe even get better images than what we did in that video. But what turned out in the video was pretty good, you think?
I will tell you that I do not think that you have shot better underwater video than you did than what shows up in that music video.
Well,
and you have done very well in the past. I think it is unbelievable, and especially the wide shots, the shots of all those rays. It is unbelievable to me how far you can see and make out detail on hundreds of rays in a single shot.
Yeah. Well, once again, that was shot with a GoPro Hero 3.
How is it mounted, Greg?
Actually, I'm holding it.
You were holding it.
Reverse cowboy.
No. That was for that. That scene where Lizzie kisses the camera,
yes.
And then you pull away and find out it's not Lizzie.
Yeah.
Reverse cowboy angle. Anyway, so you have to look at the video and figure that one out for yourself. But yeah, it allows you to get some really wide-angle footage. And, you know, knowing what I know now, Bill, that shot you're talking about of the mantas, well, actually, the Mowglis. Mowglis, or whatever they call them.
Mowgli.
They're like mini mantas.
It's a Jungle Book.
I could have got such better footage than what I did. That's what stinks. When I went back to it, I'm like, oh, man, I could have done better. I could have done better. So, but that's what kind of juices you for your next project. Now, you know, like if I would have shot it this way or used a different lighting angle. Well,
yes, Bill, you know, Bill, how Greg is always talking. I always feel like he's embellishing when he comes back from these trips. And, oh, he's making it up and he's making it sound better than it was. And then I watch the video. I'm like, no, he's not. That actually was really, really cool.
Well, and I got to tell you, the Maldives, when you have a place like that to work with and all the marine life and stuff that we encountered, it's easy to get good footage to start with. So a lot of it starts with where you're at and that kind of thing. And,
now,
and we got to thank
Agnes. I didn't
Agnes
see any lobster.
Crew. You know, I had a couple shots of lobster, but I just, you know, for whatever reason, I didn't put them in.
That would have made sense because you aired it right after Florida mini lobster season.
Well, that is true, but I figured why muddy the waters? My next project is probably going to be a lobster hunt.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. I'm going down to the Keys and I'm planning a little adventure where I'm going to have some GoPro cameras mounted
on lobsters.
No, actually, that's a good idea.
That's a good idea, Bill.
I'm going to actually have one mounted on the top of my mask. I got one of these Octo masks. So you'll actually be able to watch the lobster slayer in action from my perspective. And I'm going to share with the world how to properly loop a lobster. Okay, that's one that you basically accidentally just jumped right into my next little video project. It's all about the angle, the lighting, and of course, the proper technique
I've done
showing.
Some video work where it's all about the angle, the lighting, and proper technique too. But move on.
Yeah, so we're going to catch lobsters, and then Bill's going to take it into the bedroom and film the mirror.
Come here, baby, I've got your drawn butter.
Oh, boy. All right. Barry's dialed up 888-88 Scuba. He is on Scuba Radio right now. He's in South Florida and maybe here to possibly share some insight on how Florida spiny lobster season has shaped up this week. What do you think, Barry? What do you know?
Spiny lobster season shook up pretty good. It wasn't bad. There were everyone came back healthy. We had a nice dinner for four. And it was beautiful out. The water was really nice. As a matter of fact, I went out today just to scout some areas for you.
Yeah,
and
good man.
The viz was at least 30 feet, you know, vertical. You know, I could see the bottom from the boat, which was pretty good.
Nice.
And it was a beautiful day until the rain decided to kick in. So now I'm heading back.
I got you. Well, you know, that's what I heard. Mini season, which was this past Wednesday, Thursday. 48 hours, they open up the season for the sport divers to get a jump on the lobsters before the commercial lobstermen drop their traps for the year. And, I heard the weather was great down in South Florida and the Keys. And I got good reports. What were you hearing as far as how the lobster folks, your lobster hunter friends, were doing there, Barry?
Well, they most people limited out. You know, they said it was a little. It took them a little bit longer this time, whereas in past years they'd go out and, you know, within a half an hour they were done, and they just cruise on back. This time they had to actually work for it, but they did really well. There was a newscast of someone who caught one that I swear the body of it, he was holding by the antennas near his face, and the body was as long as his torso. This
wow.
thing was a monster.
Where but the newscaster was 4 feet 3 inches tall.
That's still a hell of
yeah,
a lobster.
Right. And who yeah. knows if they were using a GoPro camera, but this lobster was amazingly big. So
well, where'd they get that one at?
Did you
hear where they caught that one? Was that off of South Florida somewhere or where?
It doesn't
yeah,
matter. It's not
exactly.
there anymore.
Exactly. It was off. It was in the Miami-Dade County area.
Wow.
You know, the thing about hunting lobster in the Keys is you're not allowed to hunt at night.
Right.
You can't dive at night in the Keys, but you can in Broward and Dade County. So what you'll do is you'll see a lot of boats go out at, you know, midnight. And, you know, at nighttime, that's when they're out there walking. You just, you know, like you did a couple of years ago, pick and choose what you want.
Yeah.
But as soon as the light hits, they're like vampires. They want to hide.
What'd you say, Bill?
Shh. We're hunting lobsters.
Yeah,
Barbara
okay.
Walters, right?
Yeah, Barbara Walters, exactly. Well, Barry, thank you for the update. Appreciate it. And yeah, the regular season opens up next weekend, like the first Saturday or Sunday of August. And I'm going to get out there and do some lobster hunting, and I'll give you a video of my adventure to boot.
Or- Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. All right, so I released my video this week. We'll see how many hits it gets. It's up there at scubaradio.com on the video page, as well as a bunch of other videos. We're creating quite a library of scuba radio videos, which, go, you know, it's kind of weird when you think about it. We're a radio show, but we got all these videos now. Go for it. But it's something that's definitely, you know, fun to do and to give people a little glimpse of what it actually looks like when we're out and about doing our thing. And sometimes you'll regret, you know, sometimes you'll regret that after you see it. But, hey, that just goes with the territory, all right? I don't have any videos. Well, I do have one. We have when a manta attacks one of our mermaids, which has become a very popular video up there, as well as YouTube and stuff. But one that came out this week, you probably have heard about the one where the whales almost swallow the divers. These humpback whales, I think it was in California or someplace, they're filming or snorkeling around an area. No, they were diving, actually. And I think they were just diving around the area, and all of a sudden some humpback whales created a bubble curtain and literally came up into the middle of these schooling fish. You can actually see the video of them filming, and all of a sudden there's just a big school of like anchovy or whatever they're feeding on, and then these two giant humpback whales come up out of the water, literally missing swallowing the divers by a few feet. It was pretty remarkable footage, and they laughed their butts off because of course they lived. Which is good.
And they had just emptied their butts.
Yeah, that could have happened, too.
Maybe that's what drew them in. Yeah.
But it's interesting because, you know, the video is quite remarkable to see it from that perspective, see it up close like that. And I'm sure the guys are thankful they're okay in that regard. But, you know, the thing is, it created quite a stir. Like, oh, those divers, how dare they be so close to the whales and blah, 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 you know, and created all that controversy. We're going to talk about that a little bit more after the Dan tip, and actually after we check in with how Dominica Dive Fest went cool. as well. So that's coming up next, right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio, divers consumer tip number 18. Guys, moray eels find it terribly offensive to be compared to your manhood.
Don't be talking about me, man.
Besides, the reality is that 98% of us are more comparable to the lowly glowworm.
I heard that.
Not me, of course.
You crazy. Who told you that?
But there's no need for me to brag here.
They telling you lies.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And here with us today, Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. How's it going, Nick?
It's all good, Greg. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Well, glad to hear it. I got a question for you.
Ask away.
If you had to pick one thing that bothers you as divers gain experience, what would it be?
That's a great question. I have to say one thing I've observed that concerns me a great deal is the fact that as many divers gain experience and confidence, they get complacent about doing pre-dive safety checks.
You know, me too. It actually really bugs me.
And rightfully so. Sometimes as divers get more dives and confidence under their belt, some of the safety basics seem to go out the door. But those basics are in place for a reason. You never outgrow them. They're always a good idea.
Why are pre-dive safety checks specifically a good idea?
They're a great chance to finalize the dive plan with your buddy. It's a time to make sure that you are, in fact, planning to do the same dive, as well as to review communication signals, safety protocols, and any other dive plan you have in place. It's also always a good idea to check your gear and your buddy's gear before descending. As a depth, it's no time to try to familiarize yourself with gear or determine whether your air's on.
I wish I could say I've never seen that one. Since we think this is a practice every diver should follow, why don't we go ahead and review some of these steps?
It's a great idea. The first step to a pre-dive safety check takes place before you even don your gear. Have a conversation with your buddy. Make sure you both agree on the dive you're doing, the profile you're going to follow, the communication signals you're going to use, and what plan you'll follow if a problem occurs. Make sure it's clear how the dive will be navigated, how you plan to deal with any potential obstacles.
Like currents or low visibility.
Right. And discuss anything else that comes to mind. Remember that even the closest and most experienced buddies aren't mind readers. So be sure to ask the questions or clarify anything unclear to you. Never assume.
That's good advice. I know when you've got a buddy you dive with all the time, it's easy to fall into assumption patterns.
It is. And we've all been guilty of it. That's why it's so important to make a concerted effort not to get complacent.
Okay, once you've mapped out everything you can out of the water, it's time to don your gear, which means it's time for the classic BWRAF.
Yep, that's a familiar one. But whatever acronym you use, the points to hit are the same.
Such as the BCD?
Such as the BCD. You want to ensure you're familiar with your buddy's BCD and releases, and that he or she is familiar with yours. In the event that you have to dump weights or remove gear from them, time can be critical, and you don't want to be exploring the gear in an emergency situation. Don't forget to include a check of the inflator hose at this stage, and give it a test by inflating it both orally and via the low-pressure inflator.
Weights.
Again, be familiar with your buddy's weight system, and share yours with them. So if weight has to be released quickly, it is. Also, if you or your buddy are unsure of whether you have the right amount of weight, it's a good time to do a quick buoyancy check.
Okay, we got R for releases.
Yep, and we're not talking about the releases you have to sign. This is the time to ensure you know where all the releases are and that all of them are secure. It's always an interesting experience watching the dance that ensues when one diver tries to resecure the tank of another underwater.
Speaking of tanks, I believe A is for air.
It is. And some might call this the most important step, since you're not going far unless your air is on and your tank is full. Double check the air each of you is carrying and make sure those tank valves are open, and don't forget to take a few breaths to ensure your regulator is functioning properly.
And with the F comes the final okay.
This is when you are good to go. Give each other one more look and check for dangling hoses, missing equipment, or anything else that hasn't been checked. Once you give each other the final okay, you're indicating you're ready to go dive.
So simple.
It is simple, but it's also really important. A thorough pre-dive safety check is a great way to prevent problems. Like so many other situations in diving, a lot of the trouble can be avoided with a little preparation.
Pre-dive safety checks are taught during entry-level training for a reason. They're a cornerstone of good diving practices, and they're a habit you should never break. Experience is never a replacement for good sense, and pre-dive safety checks are definitely good sense. So complete one before every dive, whether it's your first dive or your thousandth. Do that, and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
All right, so, you know, whether it's videos of whales or what, you know, I got a project with that's going to involve lobster hunting. But I think I got a new idea with this. It's one thing to release a music video like we did this week. But it's another thing to come up and package it correctly to see if it could go viral. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to shoot me lobster hunting for Florida spiny lobster season here in a couple weeks. And I'm going to package it together in a trailer called Lobster-nado or Lobs-nado? Lobster-nado. Yeah. And I'll tell you the concept here in just a bit. But before we do that, you won't necessarily be able to hunt lobsters there, but you will be able to see whales. And I'm talking about Dominica. Year round, they have sperm whales in Dominica. And they just completed their 20-year anniversary of Dive Fest. And Woody is on the phone direct from Dominica, who was, he was a key player in putting on today's or last week's festivities, right? Woody, how are you, buddy?
Hey, greetings from Dominica, and greetings to everyone listening up to Scuba Radio this afternoon.
Yes, back at you, buddy. So, Dive Fest, how did it go? Was it a huge success as usual, or what? What do you think?
Fantastic, yes. This year, from July 5th to the 14th, we had our 20th anniversary of Dive Fest, and it was absolutely fantastic. Dive Fest keeps getting bigger and better every year in Dominica, and I'm encouraging everyone to just try to make it down to Dive Fest. It's an incredible experience for us. It's great for the locals. Yeah, just another excuse to party.
Absolutely. And any time of the year is a good time to go to Dominica. Matter of fact, Fort Young Hotel is offering a really great dive special for the summer. FortYoungHotel.com. Go there and book their Dive Into Dive Fest or Dive Into Dominica dive special right now, and you can really do well financially and see some of the best diving ever. Now, Dive Fest for this year, Woody, I got to ask. I saw some stuff up on Facebook. Did you guys have like a little mini lionfish derby where you guys caught some lionfish and ate them up or what?
Yeah, pretty much. This year's Dive Fest was sort of all about the lionfish because, we're getting a lot of lionfish down here and we're trying to encourage the local fishermen to get more into the lionfish hunting. Of course, the dive shops are pretty much involved in this lionfish hunt. So, this year's Dive Fest was really all about the lionfish. We had lionfish parties, we had lionfish. Oh, it was fantastic, Friday night, 2 weeks ago, we had the big lionfish and kabuli bear party, which was absolutely phenomenal. We had all kinds of lionfish recipes. Great stuff.
Yeah, fried in beer or kabuli beer batter something. That sounds great. Kabuli beer, the national beer, or one of the national beers there from Dominica.
It is the national beer of Dominica.
Yeah, that is good stuff. Good stuff indeed. And, I got to get back there, Woody. I miss Dominica, one of my favorite places on the planet for sure.
Yeah, it's fine because we were talking about you guys. What's missing this year is Greg and the Mermaids.
Yes. Well,
Really, Greg is the thing you were missing the most, right? Not the Mermaids.
No.
Oh, Greg. We all miss Greggy. Come on.
Yeah, you're right, Greg. He has to say that. I paid him before the show. But Dive Fest, you guys travel around to a few of the different dive operators and have a dive here, dive there. And then you end it with a, well, you start with a party, end with a party. And did you end
pretty
with
much,
the Kabuli canoe party again, or canoe race? Is that how it ended this year, or was
it
different?
I mean, it's usually the highlight of Dive Fest. It's the last day, you know, the Sunday, we all gather up in Sufria, and we have the big canoe race and the Kabuli bear party. It's just an incredible experience, and this year was no exception.
Yeah, did anybody sink like we did last time we were there? Did anybody sink, or, you know? Getting a fight, kind of like what we did.
I think we had one boat sink, but I think the year that you guys were there, I think 2 years ago, was definitely the highlight.
Yeah, well, we set a record. We set a sinking record in Dominica. That's why we weren't able to come back. It's like they only have so many canoes.
Talk about that, Greg.
Yes, well, unfortunately, not necessarily in a good way. DominicaDiveFest.com, FortYoungHotel.com. Check them out.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Hi.
Hey. I don't even know where to start with this one. Take a look at that. A scuba diver up a tree.
Wow.
How the hell did he get up there?
You couldn't have climbed up there with all that crap on.
Got up there somehow.
Well, you know, Lake Mead is just over the hill, and the copters are dropping water.
I'm a scuba diver. I got a lot of gear. A regulator and a fishing spear. A PC, a compass, a diving watch. A bang stick that hangs between my crotch. My weight belt snorkel, prescription mask. My super jet fins. I go real fast. I go real fast. I go real fast. Scuba diver, and it's a gas.
It is. It's a blast. It's so much fun. I recommend it to everyone. Now, we're going to talk more about these videos that I released this week. But before we do, today is the launch of another world record for a scuba diver. We've talked to Jerry Hall before. Jerry Hall, worldrecorddive.com, by the way, is a website to check out. But Bill, I'll let you punch this up, because this is kind of a unique setup we have going today, right?
Yeah, it is unique in that what's happening is that I've called Jerry's cell phone.
Yeah.
Jerry's listening to us on speakerphone, and he's got a full face mask and can answer our questions.
Nice.
Maybe.
Maybe it'll work. Maybe it won't. But he's underwater.
It's so far, we're 0-4 on successful attempts.
Okay. Well, I figured. No, that's Jimmy the Bubble Boy.
Jimmy the Bubble Boy. Yeah.
No, we are going to try to connect with Jerry right now on the phone because he's attempting a world record dive. And
now he's not even there.
First attempt. Lost.
Yeah.
Great job, Bill. Great job.
Okay, he's going to work on getting this connection set up. But basically, Jerry is trying to set the record for the world's longest dive. And we're not just talking like a day. This is like a week or something.
What?
Some insane amount of time that he is going to be underwater. And he started today. Here today, Saturday. 27th of July, and I think he's planning to go for like a week or something. So, he said, well, we could tape something. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. I want to try to, you're going to be bored. Maybe we can do something live on the radio and see if we can talk to you on your cell phone. So they set up this underwater speaker, and then he has an AUGA mask from OTS, I believe. So he can speak, but he has to listen through the underwater speaker. So this is going to be a very convoluted type of setup. I'm guessing we got about a 50-50 chance if it's going to work, but I figured, what the heck? What else are we going to do?
Is it a dry suit?
I don't know.
This is an excellent question. That could be our very first question.
It could be.
For Jerry Hall. Jerry Hall is possibly on the air with Scuba Radio right now.
Jerry, can you hear us? Come in, Jerry.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm here.
Yeah, awesome. There he is.
Awesome.
I hear you. All right, so you're underwater. You've started your world record, Jerry. First question is, are you wearing a dry suit? I guess we need to know.
This time, it's 81 degrees. It feels really great.
Okay, I think that was a yes.
The water was 81 degrees, and it feels really great. He's been peeing nonstop in his dry suit.
For
the last, what? No, that's not what it is?
It doesn't work like that, okay. I know. But, Jerry, I mean... How long are you planning to go down for? You started today. This is like like 7 days or some insane amount of time you're going for?
Well, right now, I'll be the first to have the record. And after that, it's up to the captain to see how long I can stay and I'll make it.
Okay, I think he said yes. I feel like we're having to do a little translation here.
Subtitles.
Like we're talking. We're having trouble understanding you, Jerry, which is this is kind of a weird setup we got going
here. And a part of it's because his phone's on speakerphone, so we're getting him through a full face mask, through a speaker, and then we're hearing it back on his phone.
Yeah, and then, there's fish in the background that are chattering. It's not like a quiet environment. Maybe we need to make our questions more yes or no.
Okay.
All right, so
do you think, Jerry, that people should visit your website, JerryHallWorldRecordDive.com? Again, JerryHallWorldRecordDive.com. Jerry, should people check out that website to get more information, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, hey,
I understood that.
Yes, I got that one. And, Jerry, next question. Do you consider me a genius, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, I heard yes. I'm going to go with that.
I think I cannot say yes, I think is what he said.
No, I think I just heard yes.
I think he's suffering from narcosis.
Yeah. Okay, well, I know you got it's hard to do, isn't it? I think we are going to have to tape something during the week, because this is going to last for about a week or so. Right, Jerry? At least that's the plan, yes or no? Okay. All right. So he's got a long week ahead of him.
Mainly going to be eating peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Watching TV. Maybe he has an underwater video.
Probably going to be going to JerryHallWorldRecordDive.com and flipping back between that and ScubaRadio.com.
Could be.
Well,
yeah.
There certainly won't be any phone sex.
Says you. Yeah. That's, what do you think he's doing right now? Wow. Okay. Well, Jerry, we'll let you get back to it. Thanks. Good luck. We wish you the best. I mean, this is actually, he has a really good cause that's connected to this as well. And Jerry Hall, worldrecorddive.com. Go there, check it out. And we'll connect with him during the week. Maybe try to give him a little juice. Maybe midweek, I'll try to record something with him while he's underwater and help him on his way. Because it's kind of a crazy thing, but it's a good thing. that they're doing. You know, every once in a while, people want to do these crazy, you know, stunt-like things. And they've asked me if I would do something like that before. And I'm like, what, are you crazy? I just play crazy on the radio. I'm not really crazy.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. I leave that to the other ones. And that's why we have you listening. Thank you. We appreciate it. We got hour two to entertain you or amuse you or abuse you coming up. So stick around to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.